We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I am Bonnie North. We are coming to you from Latino Arts in the Walker Square neighborhood on Milwaukee's Near South Side. Just a few blocks east of where we are sitting is a storefront from which Dairy Delights emanate. It is a fairly unassuming spot at the corner of South 2nd and Pittsburgh, or Freshwater Way, depending on whether you're on the east or west side of the street. And that is where Purple Door welcomes ice cream lovers from around the region.
The business was the dream of Steve and Lauren Schultz, who have since expanded their local ice cream footprint to several other outfits around the area. Lauren Schultz joins these two ice cream lovers on the stage now. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So what made Walker's Point the right place for your business?
Yeah, so our business, when we started, we were just a little wholesale company. And so we kind of had a nice opportunity to look around the city of Milwaukee of where we thought would be a good fit for our ice cream shop. And when we toured a lot of places, and we came to Walker's Point, and it just seemed like a natural fit. What we wanted our ice cream shop to be is a welcoming place for everyone. And the community really is diverse, but mindful of the differences that people have, and they really embrace that. And that's kind of what we wanted our ice cream shop to embrace as well.
Were there people that cautioned you against this? This is ice cream in a frozen custard town?
Oh, yes. I would totally be lying if I said we were not nervous to open an ice cream shop in a custard town. But we were thoughtful about that and tried to really differentiate ourselves from custard. And also,
you do not have a flavor of the day.
No, we do not. People ask that. That's one of the number one questions when people call. They said, what's your flavor of the day? I said, well, we have 20, so come on down and see. But yeah, we were really thoughtful of kind of separating ourselves from custard and having a lot of different flavors, making a super premium ice cream, using the local ingredients from other food producers, a lot that are in the Near South Side area as well.
How did you go about learning the business even before your own shop? Were you just making ice cream at home and thought this would be a fun thing to do?
So the idea of having an ice cream business stems back to when I was a kid. And from the mere fact that I loved going out for ice cream, it was such a novelty for our family. It was, you know, a summer night. It was such a treat. And I thought it would be about the best job that there could be. People were happy when they got ice cream. So I talked about it for years and would make ice cream in my home kitchen. And then when I met my husband, on the first or second date, I told him about this crazy idea. We were both educators at the time. And I told him that one day I wanted to have an ice cream shop. And he was kind of the support and kind of the push behind it, said, well, you should try it. So yeah, we made it in our home kitchen. We decided we should learn a little bit about business. So we took a course with the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative about how to write a business plan. And they were able to actually offer us our first small business loan to get things started.
And that was the wholesale part of it?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When did the transition happen into retail? How long had you been doing the wholesale part?
We did wholesale for just a little over a year. And it was just us, you know, kind of going to grocery stores around the area. We did some farmers markets. We just wanted to get our ice cream in people's hands. We showed up at restaurants to see if anyone was interested, and we were very lucky. I mean, the city of Milwaukee really, really took to us and embraced us, very loyal followers of us. And so we actually moved into the Clock Shadow building. That was the first place where we had a small presence of a retail shop. That was in the cheese shop of Clock Shadow Creamery. And then shortly after that, about a year after that, we moved into our current location. And we're about to be there for 5 years. Mm-hmm.
Well, and so when did the idea of kind of pushing the flavor envelope come into this? Because I don't know how old you are, but when I was a kid and I went out for ice cream, the flavor, you know, even when you went to one of the places that had many flavors, the flavors were all kind of variations on a theme. They were not what you would find at Purple Door today.
There's a lot of ways that stems. One, that's the fun part about making ice cream, right? We always say you can put most anything in ice cream. It doesn't always taste good, but you can put anything in there. But when we started to seek out ingredients for ice cream, we met with a lot of local food producers, and their creations really helped us to say, okay, how can we push the envelope with our own ice cream? We also get a lot of recommendations from customers, which we love. things that they've tried at different parts of the world, parts of the country, when they were a kid. It's just this memory of this amazing ice cream they had sometime.
And you're doing a contest also, right?
Yes, this summer is the third time we'll be doing, we do it every other year, our flavor contest. And anyone can submit a flavor idea. We oftentimes get hundreds of them, and then we will pick 15 of those flavors and we'll make them, and then we have a big like block party community event where you can come and try the flavors, and then you vote on which one that you think is the best, and then that becomes a permanent flavor in our rotating line.
So there you go.
It's fun.
Start thinking of that.
Start thinking about that now.
The deadline is when?
It's on Father's Day this year.
Oh, okay.
Sunday,
okay.
June 16th.
But you have to get the ideas in before that, right?
Because yes, the ideas are due by the end of this month.
Okay.
All right. So a little time to think about that. But for you, since you have been tasting and making ice cream essentially all of your life, what makes a superlative ice cream to you? Is it a combination of things?
Absolutely. Yep. It's a combination of flavor, the taste that you get when you first put the ice cream in your mouth, and then what lingers as well. Its texture, it has to be smooth, it has to be creamy, and then of course it has to be delicious.
Okay, so I have to ask, I mean, you've pushed the flavor envelope, you like trying new things. Mm-hmm. For every flavor that ends up on the menu, how many end up on the cutting room floor?
That's a good question. there's been some that have not turned out well.
Do you want to name names?
I was going to say.
So we've done some, we actually, this was a flavor contest one, was a sriracha flavor. Some people loved it.
An acquired taste, as they say.
Uh-huh, right? Yes. We've done some that you think would be really good, and then they turn out like really, really sweet, and you can't even handle it in your mouth. We've gotten pretty good at balancing out and kind of guessing as to what should go in the ice cream when we're developing flavors, but sometimes they still take us by surprise.
One of the things that I've heard is that something like vanilla is actually really, really difficult to do well, mm-hmm. because everyone thinks it's easy. Mm-hmm. Is that, do you find that true? To do a really good vanilla, a really good chocolate, the basic flavors?
Absolutely. Those are the ones that take the longest to create. I mean, we've been doing them since the inception of our company, but in order to have a good ice cream shop, you have to have an amazing vanilla. You have to have an amazing chocolate. And so we really stand by those as well. But it took quite a long time to develop those and to find, especially with the chocolate, finding the cocoa that has the right butter fat with the mixture of water that goes in it, and there's a lot involved with it to get the correct balance.
Right now, a favorite flavor that you're going back to?
Oh, there was one from last summer that I loved, sour passion fruit orange. It's really delicious.
Sounds delicious. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Lauren Schultz, one of the owners of Purple Door Ice Cream, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me.